I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Friday, January 24th. What to expect today and even over the weekend in the impeachment trial, and what President Trump will be doing instead. And new rules now impact pregnant women coming to the U.S. Plus, why some Lunar New Year celebrations are now canceled, Tinder's new safety features, and why a veteran was just honored decades after his service. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. So today is the third and final day for Democrats to make their opening statements in President Trump's impeachment trial. We gave you the full overview of their arguments so far in yesterday's show, so here's just a quick look at what to expect now. The House impeachment managers, who are the prosecutors in this trial, are expected to spend their time today taking a deep dive into the second charge against Trump. That's obstruction of Congress. They say President Trump refused to cooperate with the House impeachment inquiry and still will not hand over important documents or let key witnesses testify. Already yesterday, they mainly focused on the first charge, abuse of power. The Hill reports they spent the day painting a picture of a president who betrayed the American people. They also tried to get ahead of what's expected to be part of President Trump's defense. Republicans have argued there's no charge of a specific crime. So Democrats quoted constitutional law experts who say an impeachable offense can be a non-criminal abuse of power. Up next, President Trump's lawyers are expected to start their opening arguments tomorrow, Saturday. They'll all take a break on Sunday and be back at it on Monday. While his impeachment trial continues, President Trump is staying busy. He's back in the U.S. after the World Economic Forum and is now expected to be at the March for Life event today in Washington, D.C. He'll be the first president to attend and speak in person at the annual walk. Event organizers say they're deeply honored he's going. They've praised the president for appointing conservative judges to the Supreme Court and cutting funding for abortions. But critics call the move an act of desperation as a way to appeal to a specific set of voters and to spread misinformation about abortions. The rally is always held around the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the landmark Supreme Court ruling that established the right to abortion nationwide. New rules take effect today, meant to crack down on so-called birth tourism. That's when pregnant women come to the U.S. just to give birth so their children can be American citizens. Remember, the Constitution grants birthright citizenship to anyone born in America. But President Trump feels too many people are taking advantage of it. The AP reports the new rules mean pregnant women who apply for a tourist visa will be denied. That said, it's not completely clear how officials will know someone's pregnant. Women will apparently only be asked about it if officials have reason to believe someone is coming to the U.S. just to give birth. And there are some exceptions, like women who can prove they need to give birth here for medical reasons and that they can pay for it. A quick note about a longtime and well-known journalist, PBS NewsHour co-founder Jim Lehrer passed away. For 36 years, he anchored the news on public television and has moderated more than a dozen past presidential debates. He retired in 2011 and died at his home this week. He was 85. The Chinese Lunar New Year is tomorrow, but don't expect to see all the typical celebrations in China this year. The BBC reports Beijing and Hong Kong have scrapped the large-scale public New Year's gatherings because of that new flu-like coronavirus that's been spreading. Keep in mind, the Lunar New Year is China's biggest holiday of the year, as well as its busiest travel season as people return to their hometowns to celebrate. So this is a big deal that festivities are canceled, and health officials are telling people to stay put. At this point, China has basically quarantined nearly 25 million people with no planes or trains allowed in or out of the city of Wuhan and several other cities in the surrounding area. CNN reports the number of people affected continues to go up. Still, the World Health Organization says it has not reached the level for the virus to be considered an international emergency, though that could change in the future. Either way, many people will find a way to celebrate the Chinese New Year. It starts tomorrow and lasts through February 11th. 2020 is the year of the rat. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor this week, Native Deodorant. Native offers a natural, safe, and great-smelling way to stay fresh all day. I love their scents. They have more than 10 of them, including their classics, as well as their rotating seasonals, so you will definitely find one you love. My favorite so far is coconut and vanilla, but I'm excited to try cucumber and mint and lavender and rose next. And they have some new winter seasonal scents as well. There are actually scents for women, men, and even teenagers. And Native works. I can tell you that from my own experience and according to more than 9,000 five-star reviews from happy customers. So if you're looking for a great natural deodorant, try Native. There's no risk. There's free shipping on every order, and Native offers 30-day free returns and exchanges in the U.S. Oh, and get 20% off your first purchase when you visit nativedeodorant.com and use the promo code NEWSWORTHY during checkout. Again, go to nativedeodorant.com and then use the promo code NEWSWORTHY during checkout. Now back to the news. Heads up, Google just rolled out a new look for search results on desktops. And some say the makeover makes the ads at the top blend in too much with the other regular search results. Business Insider reports critics are wondering if Google is trying to get more people to click on ads without realizing what they're clicking on. In fact, Google's ads have changed looks over the years. They used to have a different background color. Not anymore, though there is still a small black box before the link that says ad. Google executives have said the changes are meant to have a simpler design to make it easier for users to take in information. Tinder wants to make dating on its app safer, so it's beefing up its user security with a few new safety features, including a panic alarm. The Verge says the feature will let users document who they're meeting and where and hit the panic button if something goes wrong. The dating app is also working on a picture verification system that confirms daters are who they say they are, plus an offensive messages detector. Other dating apps also owned by Match Group, like Match and OkCupid, will likely be getting these features later this year as well. Motorola's new Razr phone is finally ready for pre-orders. We've talked about the Razr smartphone before. It's basically a revamped version of the Motorola Razr flip phone from the past. But the new foldable phone has a full touchscreen display. The Verge says the phone was supposed to be available for pre-order last month, but the company pushed back the date because so many people wanted it. Customers will now be able to pre-order the phone on Sunday. First chocolate chip cookies ever baked in space took 2 hours to bake, a lot longer than the less than 20 minutes it typically takes here on Earth. And the big time difference has even some experts surprised. We've mentioned these cookies before. They were baked in an experimental oven on the International Space Station and sent back down to Earth for testing. Obviously, the lack of gravity impacts the baking process. In fact, the AP says the cookies were the first food baked in space from raw ingredients. So how do they taste? No one knows yet. The cookies are still sealed in their space containers and need more testing. That's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And Feel Good Friday is brought to you by Celeb News Ride Home. Every day at 5 p.m., celebrity gossip guru Kate Raft covers famous people and the shenanigans they get up to. So add some fun into your podcast playlist and search your podcast app for Ride Home to find the Celeb News Ride Home podcast. All right, so today we're talking about a World War II veteran who is finally being honored for his military service 75 years later. Peter Fantasia is 103 years old and just received 8 medals at a ceremony this month, including a Bronze Star and a World War II Victory Medal. He was captured by German soldiers in 1944 and spent nearly 6 months as a prisoner of war. CNN says by the time he was freed, he never asked about his medals. He apparently never needed the recognition. But now even his family was there to see the long-deserved appreciation. All right, thank you so much for listening today and for sharing the show as always. You can read more about any of the news stories mentioned in this episode in today's show notes right in your podcast app or over on thenewsworthy.com under the episodes tab. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news on Monday. Have a great weekend.